From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization warns the Zika virus, seen as a possible cause of severe birth effects, is spreading rapidly throughout the Americas, could affect as many as 4 million people. Here is UN Health Agency's Director General Margaret Chan.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively. As of today, cases have been reported in 23 countries and territories in the region.
WHO says the mosquito-borne virus was originally seen as mild risk to humans, but it has since rapidly become a public health threat of alarming proportions. In the United States, President Obama has called for the rapid development of tests, vaccines, and treatments for the Zika infections, which until now have resisted all treatment efforts. Syrian opposition says it will not be at talks on the situation in Syria scheduled to begin in Geneva later today. The Saudi-backed group known as the High Negotiations Council said yesterday the responses they have received to their demands for an end to airstrikes and the lifting of siege in Syria are not acceptable. The council did not rule out joining the talks later. Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections this year. Framework announced Thursday after 2 days of talks in Mogadishu calls for the creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia's states. No dates so far set for the elections. Current government's mandate runs out in September. This is VOA News.